Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Right, this is it's a pretty open-ended question, but how would you define the culture inside of this building?
How would I define the culture inside the building? I think... There's a locker room full of connected people that they say we do is kind of our mantra, but we do work to produce results and we fearlessly attack things that we fail at. So as far as defining the culture, I think people are mostly responsible who you are working with and the direction they're going in. And I feel like we have a unified locker room and a unified, really team, that, you know, it's one of the things that, failure provides an opportunity to see that with transparency. It's not as gray as everyone going in the same direction. A lot of times when people are, when you experience collective failure, or you lose a game or two games, you get to see exactly what type of culture you have based upon how people respond. So it's one of the reasons I focus on response so much, because to me, that's all really life is, and teams are, and cultures are.
That was Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Dolphins and NFL analyst for A to Z Sports. Hey, Kyle, I got an idea. The next time he's asked about culture, just leave it alone. Don't do whatever that he just said. Don't do that again. They're just let it go.
So I think the thing for me is we spent all off season talking about it. And I know you and I believe on this program talked about, like, we're tired of hearing about the culture talk. Right. And here we are after two games, and they talk, we do mantra. You don't really have anything to show for right now, because there wasn't a whole lot of doing in week one. And I think there was a better response in week two, but at the end of that game, it's all the same procedural issues that you've had for years reared their ugly head and really didn't give you, took away your best chance to win that football game in a game that you really needed to win.
I know that frustrated you the most was the last two possessions and the delay again. I mean, listen, delay a game. There's just no excuse for that. The false starts. I think you're trying to speed things up because you're not sure. You want to get on the ball. So, and the clock's running down, it seems like, to zero just about every friggin' play sometimes. Personnel, wrong personnel in the game. That was your biggest pet peeve, especially during those last two drives, obviously.
I mean, the biggest thing for me, Joe, is you think Devon Achane scores, the officials huddle, he steps out of bounds and then proceeds to run into the end zone. There's an officiating huddle. They talk about it. They really stepped out of bounds, so they have to move the ball back and set the ball again. And then they put time back on the clock, and you had two tries to get a playoff and took two procedural penalties between that stoppage of play when you thought he scored a touchdown when you next snapped the football and took a snap. It was first and 20. Like that to me, and you can see they break the huddle with 12. And Tua realizes it, and he has to pull everybody back in and wait for the one guy to run all the way off the field. And that's the kind of stuff that just I really don't have an explanation for it. And I know Mike said on Monday that he met with his staff, and they resolved that. But did it really take this long and this much of a visible issue for you to fix it? And it just makes you want to pull your hair out.
Yeah. No, it was very frustrating, especially like all that time you spend together on the teaching. Maybe we need to go over assignments and groups for different plays. And I'm with you. Don't know exactly what happened there. By the way, the offensive line getting a lot of heat. How'd those guys play overall?
They did not have a very strong performance, in my opinion, against New England. I thought both the guards really had their hands full with Christian Barmore and Milton Williams from New England. And you give credit to those. Those are two good football players,
yep,
Patriots. But Jonas Savainaya, Keon Smith, I thought both of those guys really had their hands full. There was a lot of pressure, a lot of collapsed pockets, a lot of chaos that was, you know, if you just have anchor, right? If you're able to shoot your hands and create some generation of stun and then get your hips down, you should be able to anchor a little bit more than I think what you saw on those reps. And it's, you know, Milton Williams is a twitchy guy. So there's a twitch, and then he's built low. He's not a super tall guy. So he's compact and can play under your pads. And it was a bad mix. And, you know, they really, I think, tried their best to kind of mitigate as best they can. I thought Patrick Paul had a sturdy game. I thought Aaron Brewer didn't play his best game, but I didn't perceive him to be part of the problem with the execution up front. Larry Borum had the very visible sack that was given up by a really nice pass rush counter by Harold Landry. But, you know, I'd have put him third on the list as far as best performers on that line. And those two guard spots I thought were really problematic, and it really hurt you down the stretch.
All right. So this leads to the next one. Do they make a change? They've got Cole Strange there. They got Brunskill. You see either one of those guys playing, and Kendall Lamb, do you see him getting some time at tackle?
So this is where I
it's okay.
I could see it going both ways, and here's why. You made the personnel moves, and you brought in guys like James Daniels and Larry Borum as the swing tackle, because when Austin Jackson went out last year, your run game totally went up in smoke and disappeared because Kendall's a better pass protector than he is a run blocker. How many called run plays do we have in the first two games because you can't get a stop on defense and you're down two possessions by the second time you touch the football?
Yeah.
So it's like what I think you wanted to do, and the appeal of why you brought some of these guys in, is to be a more balanced team and run the ball. And you're not getting stops. You're not moving the ball early in games. And now you're passing the ball. And Devon Achane finishes with 11 carries and Ollie Gordon has one. And as far as the guard spot with Keon Smith, I'd have played Daniel Brunskill regardless, but that's just my opinion. They have their own assessment of it. And if your argument was Keon Smith, it's because he's a more dynamic people mover in the run game, but you're not running the ball because of the scoreboard and the possessions. So I don't have a good answer. I would probably not expect anything to change just because it kind of felt like their internal assessments of those guys has been what it is, and they're going to roll with it.
Got to ask you, Tua Tagovailoa, 26-32, 300-yard game, two touchdowns, a pick, five sacks. To me, he just doesn't look – something's off with him. And maybe you see it differently. What'd you see from Tua? What'd you think?
So, a couple things. I thought he played significantly better than what he did against
the Yes, Cubs. No question, yes.
With that also said, I think the end game sequence, you know, the quarterbacks that are getting paid like two, you want them to put the cape on at the end of the game and make the plays regardless of if you have first and 20 because your offense can't get the personnel on the field and you run out of time with the play call, all that kind of stuff. So that was, I think, the most disappointing part of it for me. But as far as how he looks, I think there's a lot of times where it feels like his feet are off. And he talked about that in the first week about his feet trying to guide him to progressions. But there's a lot of times where it feels like his feet aren't, his lower half isn't in the ground. And we don't have a lot of natural torque with the upper body stroke anyway. So I felt like there's a little less RPMs on the ball in that regard. And it doesn't look like he bulked up like what he did in 23, but I don't see the same kind of, he's never been a twitchy guy, but there's been like that slipperiness. And I don't see that
yes.
part of it.
That's a good point. That's a good one where he's in that pocket and starts looking and you're like, uh-oh, this is about to get ugly. And I just have never seen him underthrow Hill by so much. Usually he got a good idea where his arm is and gets the ball out in front. The two years actually, he got the ball out in front, did a great job. And I mean, I appreciate he talking about underthrow and let your guy come back. But man, if he hits that guy in stride, that's a touchdown. That's not 3 points that they end up getting. That's seven. And the other one overthrowing him after the guy behind him had slipped down a crossing route later in the game to Hill. It just looks off a little bit right now.
Yeah, I think that miss late in the game was the one that I took exception to because that was like the miss that he had, different route, but the miss he had early against the Colts where he sailed the throw that was intercepted by Cam Bynum. Like, we've seen you drive that throw a bunch of times.
Yeah.
As far as the deep shot one, you know, he did have some pressure where he was sliding to his left, and I thought Mike McDaniel did make a legitimate point on Monday talking about within the timing of the play, if he doesn't have to move his launch point and he gets to the top of the drop, whether it's with a hitch or without a hitch, that ball can come out and you can get it up and down probably
right
10 yards further, less downfield. So you don't have to really feel like you heave it, but it felt like he knew it wasn't on time in the construct of the play. So he had to try to muscle it down there. And that led to the big sky hang time throw that Tyreek had to make the adjustment on. So I think some of that play in particular, that club we know is just not really in his bag if it's outside of structure. But then I think it was also compounded by how he had to move laterally to buy a little time.
I wanted to ask you about the defensive side of the ball, about a couple of guys. Hey, I got no problem with all the young guys, even if they're taking their lumps a little bit, the growing pains of young guys. Jordan Phillips, I want to see those guys play as much as possible. I'm not giving up on any of them. I love seeing them out there. But do we got to find Willie Gay some playing time? I know he hadn't played a lot, but, man, it just looks like I know he's loyal to his veteran starters, but Willie Gay just looks like he's earned some more playing time, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's out there for three plays on defense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And made two plays on three opportunities after week one. It was, didn't play at all on defense. So I think the thing I'm confused with that one is we heard all camp about how good Willie was.
Yeah, every day.
I don't believe Willie ever got like the orange jersey for like the practice player of the week either, or the practice player of the day. So now it's like rave reviews for Willie and his energy and what he brings. And now you're two games in and the playing time's not there, in addition to kind of their traditional training camp recognition of guys that are really standing out. I don't know what the deal is there, but yeah, I think you're looking for sparks on defense. I think the back seven is continuing to be a work in progress. And what of the guys that are starting in the secondary, you got a rookie nickel was moved there week two of the preseason. You got a safety that's tying it all together that came in after June or July 1st because he got traded from Pittsburgh. You got a starting corner that signed the first week of September. You got another starting corner that signed the first week in August. It's like the whole, for all the continuity on defense, you don't have any continuity on the secondary, and all those guys are new. So you're looking for guys that I think can give you a spark and really win the early downs. You know, they have over half of their third downs on defense this year, Joe, are 3 yards or less for the line to gain. And they're giving up 80% of them. That's unsustainable. You're not putting yourself in position to be successful. So, yeah, if a team comes out with two tight ends or the team comes out in 21 personnel and you want to play base defense, get Willie Gay out on the field, right? I would rather see him taking some of these zone drops than I think the biggest exception I've had with kind of defensively the way the scheme has played out, other than we need everybody to be tied together and kind of process things faster and space things more consistently, the structure of the scheme, I see a lot of Jalen Phillips dropping off in coverage, right? And I'd rather have Willie Gay taking some of those reps on early downs, and he has historically had some opportunities to play out on the edge. So, yeah, I think that's a thing I would be continuing to tinker with if I'm Anthony Weaver.
Who's the second best safety besides Minka right now on this team? For you of the group, they rotating a lot of guys playing in there.
I think it's Dante Trader. To be honest, the rookie safety. He had a missed tackle on the Patriots were backed up, had a screen pass. I think it was 3rd and 13. They got 14 yards. He had a missed tackle down there, but he's sharp and he's physical. And I look at if he's banged up right now anyway, but I just see a little bit more confidence with Trader and a little bit more aggressiveness with Trader. So I think that's the player that I think I would be continuing in the same light of what you just got done talking about with the guys on the defensive line and let those guys maybe take some lumps, but let's play them. Like I'm really interested in continuing to see a larger work share for Trader on defense.
Hey, by the way, before I let you go, it was good to see Tyreek Hill, Waddle, and Devon Achane all have good games together, man. It'd been a while since we'd seen some production like that. So it was, that was some good news coming out. And I know it came, you come up short. You're still trying to figure this thing out. I guess the Bills here just try to run it down our throat, mix in some passes, short passing game that they're pretty good at. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think I would expect a heavy dose of run in this game. And, you know, if they want to hit you with a play action haymaker, you know, this might be, I think with all the new, I wouldn't be surprised if maybe they look for some explosive plays from you and you're going to have to really be up to the task. And that pressure is going to be on those guys on the outside, I think, because I think Miami's response will be to be a little bit more cloudy and have more bodies in the box for the run game that the Bills are capable of putting out there, and see how it goes.
Hey, of all the stuff you're putting out there right now, and put some great stuff out there, you got a lot of people follow you. What seems to be the number one thing you're hearing from the fan base?
Frustration. And I know that's not a surprise. I know you guys have it too. And I think everybody should be frustrated. And I think the thing that I have fun with doing through the content in a time like this, when it feels like this, is I want to be mad, but I also want to be fair. So I want to know who to be mad at for what. And it's that compartmentalization of like, hey, this went wrong and this is why, and yeah, this is how it could change, and this is what needs to change. And I think that's where everybody just everybody talks about the top down. And I think there's merit to that conversation about the football operation from the top down. Right.
Yeah.
But knowing where the missteps were and knowing what's fixable, what's not, what your options are, that's kind of what everybody's kind of lost on right now. So that's kind of what I'm trying to work through on a week by week basis until they do make whatever changes do or do not come throughout the course of the season.
Kyle, thank you, man. I appreciate it. A lot of good stuff today. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Of course, Joe.
All right. Kyle, hang in there. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Dolphins, NFL analyst for A to Z Sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.